Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Walk Through Fire, a memoir of love, loss, and triumph, Sheila Johnson weaves a compelling narrative that captures the essence of human resilience, the power of love, and the unyielding strength required to overcome personal tragedies. Johnson, a figure whose life story encompasses immense success amid trials, shares her journey in a manner that is both intimate and inspiring. This memoir is not merely a recounting of events, but a heartfelt exploration of what it means to confront life's most daunting challenges head-on and emerge triumphantly. It's about finding light in the darkest of times and transforming pain into a force for renewal and purpose. Through her narrative, Johnson invites readers to walk with her through the fires of life, illustrating how one can come through tempered and strengthened, with a deeper appreciation for the beauty and fragility of existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of vulnerability. In Walk Through Fire, Sheila Johnson offers a profound exploration of vulnerability, revealing it as a source of strength rather than weakness. Through her personal narrative, Johnson demystifies the notion that vulnerability equates to fragility. Instead, she positions it as a catalyst for growth and transformation. By sharing her deepest fears, failures, and uncertainties, Johnson not only humanizes herself, but also encourages readers to embrace their own vulnerabilities. This openness paves the way for genuine connection with others and fosters a sense of empathy and understanding that is crucial for navigating life's complexities. The book underscores the importance of allowing oneself to be seen, truly seen, in all of one's imperfections, as a step toward healing and empowerment. Johnson's journey teaches that embracing vulnerability can lead to discovering one's resilience, catalyzing personal development, and fostering deeper, more meaningful relationships. Secondly, navigating personal loss, Sheila Johnson's memoir, Walk Through Fire, delves deeply into the universal experience of loss, offering readers a heartfelt depiction of the grieving process and the arduous journey towards recovery. Johnson discusses not only the death of loved ones, but also the loss of dreams, relationships, and parts of oneself. She candidly shares how each loss forced her to confront her own vulnerability and mortality, pushing her to search for meaning in the wake of despair. Johnson's narrative is a beacon for anyone traversing the dark waters of sorrow, providing both comfort and guidance. By sharing her own strategies for coping and eventually finding solace, she highlights the importance of self-compassion, the supportive community, and the transformative power of grief. Johnson demonstrates that though loss may be a universal part of the human experience, it also holds the potential for personal growth, strengthening of relationships, and a deeper appreciation for life's fleeting moments of joy and beauty. Thirdly, the journey of healing. In the memoir, Sheila Johnson addresses the multifaceted nature of healing, painting it as a journey rather than a destination. This path, as Johnson describes, is neither linear nor predictable, filled with setbacks as well as breakthroughs. She emphasizes the importance of patience, self-care, and forgiveness, both of oneself and others, as key components of the healing process. Johnson's story illustrates how healing often requires confronting painful truths, acknowledging one's own role in their circumstances, and making peace with the past. Through her narrative, she highlights various healing modalities, from traditional therapy and meditation to the healing powers of nature and art. Johnson's approach to healing is holistic, acknowledging the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit. Her story encourages readers to find their own healing paths, reminding them that while the journey may be challenging, it is also replete with opportunities for transformation and renewal. Fourthly, finding purpose through pain. Sheila Johnson's narrative profoundly demonstrates how personal tragedies can be transformed into catalysts for purpose and growth. Throughout Walk Through Fire, Johnson reflects on how her most challenging moments led her to discover a deeper sense of purpose and direction in life. She shares how pain pushed her to reevaluate her priorities, values, and the impact she wanted to make in the world. Johnson's journey underscores the surprising ways in which adversity can clarify one's purpose, driving a shift from merely surviving to thriving. By leveraging her experiences, Johnson found new avenues to contribute positively to her community and beyond, turning her scars into symbols of strength and resilience. This aspect of the memoir serves as a powerful reminder that, Though pain is an inevitable part of life, it can also be a profound teacher and motivator, pushing individuals to uncover and pursue their true callings. Lastly, empowerment through accomplishment. In Walk Through Fire, Sheila Johnson not only recounts her journey through personal trials, but also celebrates the moments of achievement and empowerment along the way. Johnson's memoir is a testament to the idea that overcoming obstacles can lead to profound feelings of empowerment and self-worth. She details her accomplishments, both in her professional and personal life, as markers of her resilience and determination. Johnson's story is one of triumph over adversity, where each achievement serves as a stepping stone to the next challenge, continuously fostering a sense of growth and self-improvement. Through her story, Johnson illustrates how accomplishments, both big and small, can significantly impact one's self-esteem and sense of agency. Her narrative encourages readers to set and pursue their own goals, to celebrate their victories, and to recognize their own capacity for overcoming the challenges that life throws their way. This message is particularly empowering, suggesting that facing and conquering difficulties can lead to a deeper understanding and appreciation of one's strength and potential. In conclusion, Sheila Johnson's memoir, Walk Through Fire, A Memoir of Love, Loss, and Triumph, is an essential read for anyone facing personal challenges or seeking inspiration on the journey towards resilience and renewal. Johnson's story is a beacon of hope, illustrating that even in the midst of profound sorrow and loss, it is possible to discover a stronger, more determined version of oneself. This memoir is particularly suited for individuals who are navigating their own paths through grief, searching for meaning in their experiences, or striving to overcome personal obstacles. Johnson's candid sharing of her story offers valuable insights into the healing process, the discovery of purpose through pain, and the cultivation of resilience. Her experiences affirm that adversity, while challenging, can also be a powerful catalyst for growth, transformation, and empowerment. Walk Through Fire is not just a memoir. It's a guide for anyone looking to forge strength from struggle and to find light in the darkest of times. If you would like to support Sheila Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.